It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now we go to private industry supporting on-site childcare centers for their workers. La Crosse headquartered Quick Trip just opened one for its employees, 168 spots, contracting with Massachusetts-based Bright Horizons, which calls itself the country's largest provider of employer-sponsored childcare, serving more than 1,300 employers globally. Join in on whether your company offers daycare, the cost for employees, what it means to you in staying on the job, 800-642-1234. Jamie Behrens is Vice President of Operations for Bright Horizons. Jamie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Good morning. John McHugh here as well, Quick Trip's Public Relations Director. John, welcome to you.
Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, John, let's start with you. Take us inside this decision. Why did Quick Trip create this childcare center for its employees?
Kate, this process, it was actually more than 5 years in planning. It starts with an annual review with all of our coworkers when we ask them, what benefits would you really find valuable? Now, that's intriguing coming from Quick Trip, where all the profits come back to our coworkers. So, last year, all of them got 12% cash bonus, 5% in their 401k. Didn't matter if they were full-time, part-time. But what we've learned is that that cash bonus or that 401k was not enough, especially for our young families. They wanted the opportunity to have their children here on campus with them. We have over 3,500 coworkers here in the La Crosse market with our production facilities, offices, and stores, and they said that's what they wanted. So we started 5 years ago in the planning process, and finally, as of yesterday, we're finally open.
Well, congratulations there. So this is interesting because this wasn't an idea that came out of the pandemic or it took shape before what we have seen of the workplace upheavals of the pandemic.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, as far back as almost 15 years ago, one of the things that we've learned through our coworkers, our young families, is that finding adequate childcare was a struggle. We've all heard the stories that as soon as you found out that you're pregnant, boy, you better get on a list or you won't be able to find childcare. It's been a huge stressor for our young families. And our goal is always, if we can, let's remove a stressor. That was a huge one. So it was long before the pandemic that this discussion ever started. So finally, 5 years ago, we really got the ball rolling and it really ramped up the last couple of years.
Jamie, to you now, Bright Horizons specializing in this employer-sponsored type childcare. Can you explain the process of working with companies like Quick Trip, which started the planning process over 5 years ago?
Yes, that's a great question. So we work really closely with our companies. We have an array of services that we can provide for employers, but specifically in regards to our on-site childcare solution, we have over 400 employee-based on-site childcare centers. So we have a really high level of expertise in that planning process. We work really closely with each of our clients to meet their needs around the desires of what they want for their center. We want to make sure we intertwine their culture and meet the needs of their employees. So each of the centers have very different dynamics based on what's important that clients work for. We have a consulting team who will help with the employer understand the demand and the size of the center that they would need. And we also have a new center development team that will support the project along the way, working collaboratively with the architect and contractor to ensure that we're meeting all the state and national regulations needed in early childhood.
It's interesting.
I was just going to say that you
match the company's internal culture, and I'm wondering what that's like when you how does that look and feel when you're talking about a childcare center on site?
So we talk about nursing mother rooms. What does that look like for their employees so they can come over to the center to nurse on site, to be with their children? For example, Quick Trip has what's called Steve's Kitchen. And it's a very integral piece of their culture. John, I don't know if you want to speak about Steve, but it's a place for children that can go in and do cooking projects with their teachers. But that was very important space for their teachers, as it was the founder's child. And it was an honorary space in remembrance of him. So really great touching space. So that makes our centers very unique and very special as we work with the clients.
That's really interesting. What types of companies, Jamie, do you usually, or what types of companies decide to contract with you? Is there a particular profile?
We have lots of different industries that we partner with. We partner with healthcare industries, financial industries, manufacturing, universities, tech companies, pharmaceutical, and family-owned businesses like Quick Trip.
We're talking about Quick Trip's newly opened employee child care center in La Crosse. John McHugh is here, Jamie Behrens. John is public relations director of Quick Trip, and Jamie is vice president of operations for Bright Horizons. You can join in about on-site child care, what you've experienced, 800-642-1234. John, you are starting with 168 spots, starting actually with 60 to ramp up to 168. Can you explain why you settled on those numbers, why you landed on them?
We actually did a demographic survey among all of our coworkers here in the La Crosse area to find out what the potential need would be. A couple of things. We wanted to make sure that we provided enough spaces for all those coworkers who would be in need of childcare. At the same time, the facility is large enough that if at some point in time we need to expand past that 168 children mark, we certainly could do that. But at the same time, we also wanted to start in an area and with a number size that was palatable to make sure that we worked well, that Bright Horizons worked well with us. So it's always good to start a little bit smaller than your final goal, and that's what we're doing.
Is Quick Trip subsidizing a portion of the child care costs, or are you charging market rate?
We are charging close to market rate. Having said that, Quick Trip has substantially subsidized the project. For example, the building that we're in used to be a former wellness center that required a massive amount of renovation to make it fit for what we really wanted to use it for. So that was hundreds of thousands of dollars. Quick Trip footed that entire bill. We're not going to pass that along to our coworkers' costs. At the same time, we wanted to be competitive in the market, realizing that we also don't want to hurt other childcare centers here in the La Crosse market and say, hey, you're undercutting our ability to provide services as well. So we thought there was also an ethical issue there.
What then happened to the wellness center as it morphs into a childcare center? It sounds like it was competing priorities or a new phase for the company.
Yeah, the wellness center actually was owned by a different firm, and they had closed. As you know, during the pandemic, a lot of wellness centers were not able to stay open. So they closed shop. So that's why the building was available. One of the benefits for us, though, is they had a large gym space, and we've kept that so that in those winter Wisconsin months, our young people will have an excellent place to play and get their exercise.
Infant care, smaller ratios, more specialized care. Is your center taking infants?
We are.
And what has the reception been like now that it has opened for the first day? And what have employees said who have a child there?
They have been ecstatic. We had a grand opening, a ribbon cutting ceremony a week and a half ago. So a lot of our potential parents were allowed to see the facility, and they were just floored by the quality of the building. Very impressed with the staff, very impressed with Bright Horizons. They're not just simply about childcare, but really about the educational process for our young people. And that whole piece was incredibly impressive for our people. We had several coworkers on Monday morning at our management meeting literally stood up and cheered to say, I finally dropped my child off here on the Quick Trip campus.
So if companies are thinking about this amenity now, what questions would you suggest they ask themselves before seeking out a company and creating a child care center on site?
Yeah, our first recommendation is to make sure you do your due diligence in finding a good partner like we have. Now, we've had a model in that format, and we've had on-site healthcare here at Quick Trip, but we partnered with an outside agency because we realized that we sell gasoline and hot dogs, that childcare, medical care, that's not our expertise. So we wanted to make sure that we partnered with people who were the experts in this area. So to do the due diligence, make sure you find the right partner. That's key.
John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
John McHugh is Quick Trip's Public Relations Director, and we're going to continue our conversation on childcare costs with Jamie Behrens, Vice President of Operations for Bright Horizons. Join in on childcare and your experiences. Maybe you have employer-sponsored childcare. What does that mean? 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore employer-sponsored childcare, what companies do to support their workers' childcare needs. The Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, they published a toolkit called Managing Work-Life Fit. Employers told them that offering on-site childcare reduced absenteeism and turnover, improved morale, and raised productivity. They also cited tax advantages, but many employers, according to SHRM, find running an on-site childcare facility cost prohibitive. Join in 800-642-1234. Jamie Behrens, Vice President of Operations of Bright Horizons, stays with us. Jamie, about 10% of our country's childcare programs closed down between 2019 and 2021, and that's from Childcare Aware. What is the state of childcare at this point in the pandemic?
That was an unfortunate statistic. As we all know, quality childcare was already hard to find prior to the pandemic and now continues to be. But we are seeing a continued strong demand for childcare. We're learning that working parents are really resetting and rethinking their priorities, and on-site childcare helps employees balance both work and life. And competing for top talent really has never been more difficult after the pandemic, as we all know. So employer-sponsored childcare is really a sought-after benefit.
So competing for top talent, and I want to talk a little bit about the wages of childcare, which have lagged considerably. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, median wage for childcare workers in our state, and this is from May of last year, was $12.37. And, you know, early childhood educators in Wisconsin, almost 20% are at the poverty rate, which is way higher than the general population. What needs to change?
We need society to understand what the value of high quality childcare is. The teachers in the early childhood field are an integral part of children's development and are really key success for the life of a child. So shifting our mindset of what value early childhood brings to every child when a parent drops off a child into a building and what they're giving. So I think that's part of it. We also need to recognize and increase the level of professionalism in teachers. Bright Horizons, in my opinion, does an excellent job. We give a really thorough, rich benefit package, including providing training and degrees for free for employees. So a teacher who works in our program can get an associate degree, child development degree, or a bachelor degree free. So really enriching those benefits for those teachers in the early childhood field.
Are employees making use of those benefits?
They are embracing those benefits. We have so many people who have graduated from our Horizon Teaching Degree Program that we have a graduation, and it's really an attraction tool for us as well to get employees to work for Bright Horizons. But they're being very well received, and we've been doing that for many, many years, much earlier prior than the pandemic as well.
I think what's often confusing as a parent, for many parents, is like you see this shockingly high cost of childcare and the low teacher wages and concerns over quality of care. And that is really confusing. Those two things just don't seem to click. Can you explain why that is, why you see such a high cost and such low teacher wages?
Yeah, there's many elements that go into operating a high quality child care center, and the cost really depends on a number of factors and decisions that the employer makes. Some would be the operating hours. If the operating hours for hospitals, we have longer operating hours, so that cost is higher for the employer because of we have to staff much longer. Subsidizing tuitions, as John mentioned, QuickTrip is helping subsidize the tuition so parents can access high quality programming, and then helping, as you mentioned, what they want to, how do they want to align the markets with the salaries of the employees. So that's why it's really important to have support from employers who can provide the childcare benefit for employees and really can make it more affordable for them as well.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jamie Behrens about the needs for affordable childcare and on-site company-based childcare. Jamie is vice president of operations for Bright Horizons that specializes in employer-sponsored childcare around the world. You can join in on your experiences. Questions you have, 800-642-1234. Jamie, what tips do you have for families who are encountering wait lists and touring daycares at this point in anticipation of that first childcare experience in their lives?
Gosh, Kate, that's such a hard question because it's such a challenging time for families. And I've been there myself as a parent. I think it's a matter of don't give up, right? So wait lists can be long, but they can change based on if families move away or move out of, do not work for that employer. But it's a matter of what feels good, what feels good. Where can you drop your child off and know that your child is in the safety, is at the forefront, education philosophies is strong. But we have a great resource on our website for families to say, what do I look for quality childcare? Especially for those first-time parents. There's so much going on in their lives. There's so much overwhelming information, and finding childcare is a really big stressor. But I encourage them to start early. As John mentioned, we are sometimes one of the first people to find out if a parent is pregnant because we know they have to join wait lists early. But do your research and really make sure that you feel comfortable where your child is going so you can really be a valuable employee at your employer throughout the day.
Do you feel like Bright Horizons is in a different type of niche for childcare because it is so part and parcel to the company that it contracts with?
I do think so. I think that we also have a really great group of people supporting the company Bright Horizons. We have an education and training development team that really helps hone in our curriculum, and they're the experts and help us coach and train. And we just have a lot of great resources to make sure that we are really providing the most high quality experience for children and really setting them up for success in life.
We only have a minute or so left, and I'm just wondering, what does the future of childcare look like to you? What can change so that more families can be able to have access to high quality childcare and without breaking the bank?
We really just do need employers to help understand that this benefit is a huge attraction to retain and recruit their employees for their work environment. We know that employees are juggling multiple priorities at work and home, and that on-site childcare option definitely is a great solution to give families the balance that they need.
Companies have said, though, it's cost prohibitive. What types of barriers do companies see there when they look at the upstart costs of opening an on-site childcare facility?
There are different types of financial models that companies can look for, whether that is something that they pay for everything and we help manage it, or there's some options sometimes where we can help support financially in some markets. That's not available in all markets, but there is different options that Bright Horizons does provide for clients.
What do you see as a successful model that has perhaps persisted for many years at particular companies that you've worked with?
I think all three of our models, we have three different models, I think they're all successful, but it is really employers who really want to impact their workforce in the years to come. Not just right now after a pandemic where it's really hard to attract employees, but really that this is part of their culture and it's a stamp on who they are as an employer and what a whole family unit means to them by providing on-site childcare.
Jamie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Jamie Behrens is Vice President of Operations for Bright Horizons. And earlier we heard from John McHugh, who's Public Relations Director for Quick Trip based in La Crosse. Up ahead, a new report presents the workers' perspective on the Wisconsin economy. We examine the latest data on wages, jobs, disparities, and more. Join in on how you view Wisconsin jobs, the openings, the expectations in hiring, and more. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.